Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to D-Link's fourth quarter 2015 earnings release presentation. This is Sally Yang, Director of Investor Relations. Before I begin my presentation, I would like to highlight that other than the net income figure, which has been audited by our auditor, all the other figures are based on management reports, which in turn were compiled in accordance to Taiwan GAAP standard. I will also provide sales overview by regions and by products breakdown. Now, if you will please turn on to page two for our fourth quarter income statement. During the fourth quarter of 2015, D-Link registered total revenue of NT dollar 6.55 billion, or 5.6% decrease from sequential quarter, and 21.7% below last year's same quarter. Sequential revenue was lower due to the lumpy project pull in North America, and retail demand was lower than expected. In addition, the company's strategy to focus on bottom-line achievement and reduce business risk when bidding for projects, especially in regions that were negatively impacted by the volatile exchange rate movement, contributed to 25% sequential drop in broadband sales. Let's move down to the gross margin. Excluding inventory valuation gain and loss, gross margin was 25.5%, slightly down from 25.8% sequentially due to the favorable FX rate and very competitive pricing to protect market share. Gross margin, including inventory provisional losses, was 18.5%, as we reported inventory valuation loss of NT dollar 458 million for the current reporting period due to the adoption of a new inventory provision policy, which is considered to be more reflective of the true asset value in light of the shift in market dynamics. Loss from non-operating item this period was NT dollar 267 million, as compared to a loss of NT dollar 278 million in prior quarter, as the US dollar has remained relatively stable and FX loss was reported at 11 million, as compared to NT dollar 203 million in prior quarter. On the other hand, the company reported investment loss of 335 million from investee companies, which included a 193 million one-time write-off in one of our investee company, in addition to the losses recognized under the equity method. Consolidated net loss after tax and minority interest was NT dollar 979 million. Poor business mix, high rebate accruals, and a continued competitive pricing environment drove revenue and margin lower. While the company has taken OpEx reduction steps, the positive contribution will only be more noticeable in coming quarters. EPS was negative NT dollar 1.52 per share based on weighted average capital of NT dollar 6.46 billion. Now, for the summary for the whole year of 2015 performance and year-over-year comparison, please turn to page four. For the year ended 2015, D-Link posted revenue of NT dollar 26.6 billion, down 12.2% from prior year same period. Gross margin, including the effect of inventory provision, was 24.2%, down from 27.3% due to the unfavorable FX movement, the change in the policy of the inventory provision, and more competitive pricing in general to protect market share and minimize inventory risk. Net operating margin was -6% as compared to 1% last year. 2015 turned out to be considerably more difficult and demanding than originally expected. Group-wide revenue and profits fall as we navigated tough market conditions, especially the regions deeply impacted by the negative exchange rates and the downward spiral in local economy. The company has made changes in top management with new appointment of CEO and other executive management during mid-year. A restructuring plan was subsequently been put in place, and the company has already executed plan to reduce global headcounts by more than 10%. In the meantime, margin requirement for new projects has been raised to protect bottom line from impact of overstocking and other financial risk, such as FX and credit loss. Given the challenges the company faced, management has taken a deep review of our existing business to identify strategic business growth and making the relevant corporate adjustment according to the assessment of potential addressable market, competitive landscape, and return on equity that fits our overall strategic corporate goals. On the operation side, we have also taken steps to improve operational efficiency by reducing product SKU count, shorten new products lead time, streamline supply chain management to speed up the cost down process, and focus to drive high ASP products and premium product sales. Now turning on to page five for the balance sheet breakdown. The group continued to maintain prudent liquidity position with cash and short-term investment amounted to NT dollar 4 billion. Account receivable was NT dollar 5 billion, down by 1 billion in line with the lower revenue reported as well as our efforts to drive AR collection. Inventory was NT dollar 4.5 billion and down also NT dollar 1 billion. And inventory turn improved to 101 days. With focused attention, we'll continue to drive the improvement in our cash conversion cycle. Now please turn to page six for the company's key financial ratios. AR days was 80 days and inventory days were 101 days, in line with normal business conversion. In terms of liquidity position, the company remains healthy with current ratio of 1.68 and net debt over equity ratio of 0.59. Return of equity for the third quarter was -36.8%. Now please turn to page seven for our quarterly revenue by region. In terms of geographic breakdown, emerging and Asia Pacific continued to be the most important markets for D-Link, accounting for 58% of our group's revenue, followed by Europe 24% and North America 18%. For the North America region, fourth quarter 2015 sales was down 15.5% on quarter-over-quarter basis due to lumpy project pull-in pattern. In the fourth quarter, Europe grew 11.6% from sequential quarter, benefiting from higher retail sales in our AC routers, switches, and cameras. Emerging and Asia Pacific markets were down 8% as we have elected to only take on projects that meet our margin requirement and risk profile in light of the negative economic headwind and volatile exchange rate movement. Now please move to page eight, which show our 2015 fourth quarter revenue breakdown by product category. Switch and wireless together contributed to 65% of total fourth quarter revenue, while broadband was at 12%, digital home at 14%, and others with 9%. During the fourth quarter, switch sales were up 0.2% and wireless sales were down 11% due to less project delivery in North America. Digital home was up 18.7% from sequential quarter, and the consumer IP cameras demand was higher in trend with a seasonal pattern in the US and Europe. For the first half of 2016, the company expects uncertain global environments such as geopolitical tension, low oil price, and weak emerging market currency will continue to prevail in some of our key markets, with the revenue and margin under pressure as consumers reduce purchasing power will put pressure on end user demand. Improving on how we operate will be a key focus so as to better prepare for the eventual market recovery. Leveraging on our balance sheet strength and our strong local market presence, the company is making investment to seek new market and revenue growth in connected home market and business cloud products for the SMB segment. Our industry-leading IP cameras such as 180-degree full view HD camera that works intricately with our full line of smart home products such as intrusion detection devices, smoke alarm offers consumer an easy to install one-stop DIY solution should be a growth market for us in coming period. The company will continue to take a disciplined approach on spending and in driving sales growth through raising product ASP and offering customer a one-stop solution for the connected home and business products. This completes my presentation for today, and thank you for your attention. Should you have any further questions, please feel free to contact D-Link Investor Relations.